Parenting is a lonely business. One minute you're cool, you have friends, you're going out on the weekends, hip bars, next minute you're covered in Cheerios, singing along to Cocomelon and wondering how the hell you ended up here. Speaking from experience, to make matters worse, for many of us right now, we actually can't go out and visit other people. Thanks a lot, COVID. So today, we're going to talk about how to navigate parenting isolation in the midst of a pandemic. I'm with my friends Chuck and Kim. You guys, how do we make friends right now? Help!
Oh, man. So I gotta ask, Cocomelon, is that like a new kid thing?
Oh, you don't know it? Well, maybe you don't give your kid the iPad and just let him roam YouTube Kids then. Cocomelon, it is all the little kid videos on YouTube Kids right now. Yes.
Ah, okay. Okay. Almost as bad as Caillou.
Oh, not as bad as Caillou. For sure not as bad. Okay, so friends, how do we make them, guys?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I just was listening to a radio show about this, and it was a humbling reminder for me that I remember when I was, you know, moved to Cincinnati and I was a single guy. I remember that making male friends was a lot like dating. It actually wasn't that different. Like, I remember particularly my friend Rob, who is now a real good friend of mine. We've been friends for years. But like in the early phases, it was like, you know, I met Rob like in the shuttle on our way to the airport. We were like going different places and like, hey, man, give me your number. We should get together. And I remember like, you know, lingering by the phone like you do when you're about to call a girl and ask her on a date. And it's like, because I gave him my number too. It's like, he didn't call me. Should I call him? Am I being too forward? Like, should I wait? Like, how does this play out? Right. You know, and like, I dialed like the six numbers, then you hang up and like kind of collect yourself and, you know, and then finally I made the call and then we like, you know, we had our first date. We had our first like hangout time. Right. And over time you have to invest in those friendships. And so now, I mean, gosh, you know, Rob is a brother to me, but I remember very clearly, like, for the first time moving out of the city that you grew up in, for me, which was Philadelphia, when I came to Cincinnati and didn't know anybody, I had to be very intentional around building friendships. So it is hard to make friends as an adult. It can be hard.
So kids or no kids, it's just a hard thing making friends as an adult. Kids just make it harder.
Yeah, maybe. Kids do make it harder sometimes.
And I COVID think makes it harder.
Yeah, I think in the midst of COVID, it's definitely harder. And for me, I keep trying to make friends or maintain relationships the way I used to, and I just can't because we're not going out to restaurants together. Or we're not having a bunch of people here. And it was probably 3 weeks into COVID when I just thought I was going to lose my mind. That happened to you guys too, right? I'm not the only one.
It sure did. You're not alone.
Yep.
And yep. I realized, oh, wait a minute. Like, I don't have to go out to a restaurant with a friend. I don't have to have them in my house. And I had a friend come over and she brought her own chair and her own lunch. We sat in the yard 6 feet apart and it was great. And so my husband and I now are thinking, as we're ordering a, what do you call it? A cord of wood or something like, what's it called? A big old thing of wood.
A cord.
Yeah.
A cord of wood.
A cord of wood. So that we can do fire pits and have people over, even when it gets cold. So I think it's changing the way we look at what it looks like to be with somebody.
So, Kim, your strategy has been do your best to maintain the friendships you had pre-COVID, pre-pandemic, and that means a lot of outdoor hanging out.
Yeah, a lot of porch dates.
What about for, I mean, Chuck, you kind of touched on this, but what about for those of us that didn't have great friendships pre-pandemic, decided maybe right before the pandemic hit or in the midst of it, that we really need and want friendships, what do we do now?
I know. It is so hard. And I think one of the things is just recognize there's a whole lot of other people who are right where you are. Right? You know, what? In some ways, you could say, what a great time to be looking for creative ways to connect with people, because everybody's looking for creative ways to connect with people. And so a couple of things that come to mind for me. One is, you know, even if your kids aren't in school, if they had a school that they were going to before, like one of the things I've realized is like a lot of my friendships are going to come out of the parents that my kids are the kids that my kids are interacting with and those parents. And so some of it has been seeking to maintain some of those newer friendships for me. So, you know, whether that's you know, just making a phone call and just checking in. I mean, I'd do some of that. You know, some of it was like just trading, you know, great stories or memes on Twitter and kind of starting a group, a thread, and just keeping things going that way to try to just have a little bit of conversational things happening. One of the things I did and I invited people on is a push-up challenge. My brother challenged me to do, you know, build up to basically 40 push-ups a day. And so I started like two or three threads of those with some guys and just said, hey, you know what? We're all probably looking for ways to be active. Join me in a push-up challenge. Real simple. Do the number of push-ups, grow your number every day. Check in on this text thread when you do it. And it turned into a cool thing. And again, people start adding memes and GIFs to it or GIFs to it. And, you know, it was just a great way for people to actually have some level of connectivity. So for me, it really required being creative in some different ways and recognizing that while it necessarily didn't happen in person, you know, that was a way to leverage technology for good.
Kim, you said that your friends come over to have lunch in your front yard. You're getting ready for the fire pit. What are some other good social distancing hacks that we can use, some activities we can do with friends that are still safe in this time?
Pre-COVID, a great thing to do is to invite people into stuff you're already doing. And that works in the midst of COVID too. And so one of the things I started doing probably about 2 months ago is I try to walk almost every day. And so I invited a friend to do it with me and she was walking by herself. And so now we're walking every single morning together. So looking for things that we're going to be doing anyway and inviting people to do it with us outside.
Yeah, I did the same thing with running. Running was a way for me to not just connect. There's a guy that I run with regularly, but there are other folks that wanted to connect with me or I wanted to connect with them. And it was like, hey, let's walk or run together. So I think taking advantage of, you know, thankfully here in the Cincinnati area, all of our parks stayed open during the quarantine. So you could meet at, you know, a nice park with a trail where you could socially distance, but still be together and kind of engage that way. That was a very, very helpful way to stay plugged in.
Bonus, take care of that quarantine 15. That,
yeah, for real.
has become a reality here. That's great. Well, okay, so being super honest, I have been convicted a few times now. I have two small children. And every few months, I feel like God pokes at me and goes, hey, remember when you were a really good friend? It's time again. Like, it's time to be a good friend again. Because I feel like pre-kids, I was a really... had great friends. I was a great friend. I had time and space and it was fun and I had the energy and I love being thoughtful. And then with each child or each month of each child's life, it feels like it's gotten harder and harder to be a good friend and to maintain friendships. I feel like the pandemic's only made that worse in some ways for me. So what would you guys say? I mean, I'd love personally some encouragement, but I know I can't be the only one of our listeners who has little kids and who just feels like, man, what happened to my friends and how do I get back to where I once was? What would you say to me? What would you say to our listeners who are feeling that way?
You know, I heard that in a pandemic, in this pandemic, everything is magnified. That means stress is magnified, but also small acts of kindness. One thing, and I learned this from Terry, who I'm walking with, she does all kinds of things where she'll just drop, you know, she's making muffins for herself. She'll pull out a couple and drop it off to a friend. Or if she hears that you're going, I don't know, out to dinner some night, the next morning she'll just text and say, how was your dinner last night? And not a, really simple things that just let people know that you're thinking of them. And I think really help maintain that relationship. And I know with little bitty kids, it's hard, but we do have time. Maybe it's when you're in the potty by yourself to send a text to somebody and follow up on a, you know,
I'm
discussion
chuckling.
That you've had.
Kim, how long has it been since you had little kids? I don't potty by myself ever. They're always at my feet.
I know.
They're laying on top of each other on top of my feet while I'm on the toilet. Let's be real.
You lock your doors. Or if you live in an old house like me, when my kids were little, I had a lock installed on my bathroom door just so I could lock it and go in there by myself. Sometimes not to do anything that I needed to do in the bathroom, but just to be alone. Get a lock, Lena. They're super easy to put on.
You could also lock your kids in a room too. No, maybe we shouldn't say that in this podcast. But
oh, put them in their crib. Heck yes, yeah, you can do that.
The crib. Yes. Yeah. Okay, sorry. I got distracted by pottying by alone, and yes, that's a verb now. Pottying. When you have alone time, be thoughtful.
Yeah.
I love that. I also think, and the pandemic definitely did this for all of us, you know, Lena, you're right. There's a lot of parents who are, maybe it's their first or a young child. And I feel like this is a phrase we use every episode of You Can Do This. And that's embrace your limitations. Embrace your limitations and recognize that it's just going to look different right now, given the ages and stages of your kids. One of the things that I reflect on is how my friendships have changed based on the ages and stages of life. So there's some friends that when I was single, it was just easier to connect with them because either they were single too or whatever. And then when marriage happened, you know, there was like a reshuffle that happened, and that reshuffle happened again with kids. And that reshuffle happens again when people start moving with their kids to different parts of the city. I think sometimes we can have an unrealistic expectation that we're going to be able to stay 100% on everything, right? Still be the great friend and be the great mother or father and be the great husband or wife, you know, all of those things. And the truth is, a lot of times, if we will allow those changes in life to begin to define and redefine relationships for us, we might find that there are some relationships that God is even leading us to sunset or to maybe not have so much frequency with to make room for other relationships that he might bring into our lives. And I know that's uncomfortable, especially if you don't know where you are in that process. But I would just encourage all of our listeners, hey, embrace your limitations and recognize that even in those moments when it's like, I can't do anymore, it could be that God's just setting you up for the next phase and a new friendship that might come along.
That's great. That's very helpful. And Kim, I didn't want to minimize either. I do think, as much as I feel like I don't have alone time, I don't even pee by myself, or, you know, as much as I may feel that way and think that, and it is true lots of the time, I do think I can probably always find 2 minutes here or there, or I know I'm scrolling Instagram at the end of the night. Instead of scrolling Instagram, once my kids are asleep, I could send a text, and I do need to be better about that. And Chuck, I think too, to what you're saying, there's something powerful about being able to give ourselves grace when there's a big thing happening, albeit a new kid or a new phase of life or a pandemic.
Right.
There's some grace that we need
right. For
ourselves and for each other. What final words of wisdom do you guys have as we broach this topic of friendships in a pandemic with children? What have I not asked, or what have you not said that you think needs to be said?
Be bold. Often we feel like we're the only one that feels all alone, and we're the only one that isn't connecting with other people, but we're not. So just be bold and send a text, make a phone call, invite somebody to come sit in your front yard or sit around your fire pit.
And I'll just say the corollary to that. Say yes. Say yes to something that you may not have said yes to before. Somebody might be reaching out to you, asking you for that porch date, saying, hey, come take a walk with me. And I would just encourage you in this series, in this season, for sure, say yes.
That's great. That's for me. I need to say yes. And I need to be bold. Both things. I'm convicted. Thank you, friends. I appreciate it.
And Lena, you need a lock on your bathroom door.
All right, Kim.
You can do this, Lena.
You can do
this.
Thank you.
You can do this.
Listeners, you can do this too. That's what I have to say today. You can do this. You can make friends and be a good one too.
We're all in this parenting thing together. We'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, questions, and ideas. So reach out to us all over email at podcasts@crossroads.net. That's podcasts with an S. You Can Do This is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.